Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. I'm back in the broadcast studio behind the desk, and we are going to be talking about how to pitch clients in the web development world. So please join me over in the chat room at wpstudio.com/chat. You can ask your questions, participate in the discussions, and figure out why in the world we are talking about baseball. We're not. We're actually talking about pitching clients. Now, this is an interesting topic because I did tell you in the lead up to this webinar and on the site that, I have a three-prong concept I'm going to share with you all. The first two things I'm going to share right off the bat, because how many of you are sitting there going, okay, Ben's going to show us how to pitch clients, yet how do I find clients? you can raise your hand if you're sitting there going, yeah, I can pitch the clients. I just need them. Yes. So we're going to start off with two, I think, very successful ways of finding clients. Because as I've told you in the past, a lot of times finding a local business is much better than just throwing it out there to the world. And we can actually use both Google, Yellow Pages, and a few other resources to find clients. And I wanted to give you two examples. Now I'm going to leave this slide. We're going to go over to another page. I think it'll be this one. Let's go to this one. Now in the slide, I'll actually put it here in the slide, because these slides will be here as part of the replay. We're going to talk a little bit about how to use Google to search for specific things. And in this, I am saying, hey, Google, go search just the Yellow Pages. And basically, this means it's near my IP address, so near me. And then in the title, find auto repair, but does not include website. Does that make sense? Now, that's some really cool stuff you can do with Google to find this, but I wanted to show you what we come up with. Okay, so we now look at, basically, it's just going to be looking at Yellow Pages, which has a listing of businesses all over the place. And so I just quick picked auto repair because there's probably a lot of auto repair places. And I'm just going to pick one. You're going to notice how it just takes me to Paul's Auto Repair, and there's a visit website. So that means there's probably been a fairly new website added because we're trying to find things that don't have websites. But if I jump over here, notice how it says add website. That means this guy, Wyndham's Auto Repair, does not have a website yet, according to Yellow Pages around Fairfax, Virginia. So again, I can also see if there's anything else I can find about them. I can start looking into this. I can try and find locations. I can look into this and say, you know what? Okay, they're not going to have anything. So yeah, we can, let's go. Did we look at Paul's auto repair? We did. So Paul's got this. But here's what I'm going to do. When you're looking through Yellow Pages and you're just kind of going down the road, sometimes if you already see ratings or other things, you probably know that, okay, they've probably done a little bit more on their information. But look, they've gotten people to rate reviews on Yellow Pages, yet they don't have a website. So don't be scared off on looking at different ads or different search results, even if it has the extra tags and SEO markings and other elements that it would appear that there's a lot of good stuff. Now, I want you to see this. So we're going to go take a look at Paul's Auto Repair. When we visit, we can already see it says paulsautorepair.biz. Well, guess what? They had a website at one point. And It is not. A frozen redirect means they probably didn't pay their bill. So it's at one point where we can start saying, you know what, maybe we need to contact them and say, saw your website's down. This is also one of these ones where let's go ahead and I'm going to copy this link and we're going to go way back machine. So we're doing a little bit of research because it's going to help when we talk about the third point of pitching a client. So we're going to go ahead and see if we can find any history of pulseautorepair.biz. And if we can find something, so it looks like back in 2018, we're looking for the little green dot. Here's the snapshot. Let's take a look. Oh, looks like we weren't able to find it. Looks like it's been frozen for a while. Well, the other thing is, remember, if somebody is not paying their bill, we can treat them accordingly where they pay the bill up front before you launch the site. You know, it's also possible that it's just they don't like the recurring payments or they're not good with recurring payments. Well, we can bill them and get them up to date. So let me jump back over here because there was one or two others I was looking at earlier. Let's grab TJ's Auto Repair. I think, okay, good. Okay, so we've got TJ's Auto Repair, and hopefully we're getting TJ's Auto Repair D. Okay, this is not a good example. Let's try and find an actual company that has a website. I tried to pick when I was looking at auto repair that is a little less. Hold on. All right, let's find somebody. Oh, let's see if Ben. We saw Paul doesn't work. Let's see if Ben has a website. No. Well, that was weird. Ben's is now Snyder's. I believe Good Guys does have a... No, they don't have... They're closed, but... That Paul's a slacker. Well, this one, I'm going to jump onto something else here in just a moment because I don't want to waste our time. There were two or three of these. Okay. This is crazy. In my other testing, I eventually ran into a website. But all these things, they used to have websites. They don't have websites now. So this is actually probably a pretty good business. If you just went through there, the first 10 people don't have websites either, or their websites went down or they didn't use it. Let's find at least, I really want to find one so I can show you how easy it would be to then target. Look at this. This is why it is helpful to use Yellow Pages. They have these things like 18 years in business. Yes, they have contact information. These will be helpful at another later on, but come on, please. Okay, Napa is not Cow's Auto Repair. We'll move on. But I put this, let's change this. Let's do auto repair. Let's do dentist. Maybe dentists will have a better chance of, basically we're looking on the yellow pages. Okay. Looks like we've got one. Tooth and nail. Equines. I was looking for a dentist and I found a horse dentist. That was unexpected. But we look at this and then we can start saying, all right, so basically, A, whoever built the site didn't understand how to maybe use a dynamic date. And 2016 was the last time this site was dealt with. We could look at, you know, how it's doing for responsiveness, what it looks like on a mobile site. And by simply looking at this and getting an idea of what the website looks like, then we can see, all right, let's look at other horse dentists who don't have sites. So the reason why we want to find somebody who uses or somebody who has a website that's on Yellow Pages, so we can create a comparison. And especially if you're searching in a local area to find people in a certain region, when we go to pitch the client with the stuff I'm going to talk about later, we can reference their competitors who may have a website, and we can also mention how the work we do for them will benefit their business and set them apart from other competitors like Tooth and Nail Equine Service. So using research web businesses, research businesses, or look them up for those without websites, it will help us find those phone numbers. It will help us find contact email addresses. It's the best way to not have to leave the comfort of your office chair and still get a direct contact method of businesses without websites. Does that make sense? So I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. Yellow Pages is still good for us to gain access to email address. See, actually, this gives me, actually, I did not want it to open up an email, but when I hover over it, it says john@toothandnaileq.com. So I now have a business email address of somebody at Tooth and Nail Equine Service. I have their phone number. So if I don't even want to talk to them, I can send them a pitch email. And we'll talk about that pitch email in just a moment. So don't be afraid of using the Yellow Pages, because the Yellow Pages will be able to help you find that information. All right, so that's one thing. By doing a search just like this, where we're searching Yellow Pages for some type of title without the word website, that can help distinguish things. Now, then the other thing is, most of us are familiar with working with WordPress. So why don't we look for people within the business world or of other competitor sites that we built? So let's say we have a friend who we built them a dentist website or a lawn care business website. We should be out looking for other powered by WordPress lawn care, Pennsylvania. Because when we find other competitors to people we've already built websites for, we've got something called trust, and we've got a proven track record within the field that we are trying to pitch. But let me show you this. So powered by WordPress, Dentist, Utah. And this is why it's going to be very helpful. One of the hardest things for, I think, a lot of single entrepreneur web developers is this. We can build a whole project. It's going to cost a lot more money. Sometimes we just need to get clients in the door. And how can we charge a lower entry fee and get people in the door? And it's the concept of, before we even get to the pitch, fixing people's messed up websites. So take a look at this. I'm looking for dentists, and I'm sure there are lots of good dentists. Take a look at number 2 on the Google search results for Dentist Utah, but we're adding powered by WordPress because we want to find sites that are powered by WordPress, Dentist Utah. So we come here to this site. Let me go back one because I want to show you something else in this. Notice how I'm immediately seeing Parallax One powered by WordPress. Designed by Elegant Themes powered by WordPress. This immediately tells me, A, these people And these people, they've never done anything with SEO. So I, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking this is a potential client where I could just deal with SEO. I haven't even looked at their website. Why is that a potential thing? Because their main, basically one of their huge main listings for Dennis, Utah. Yes, we're basically filtering and only returning those with Powered by WordPress for Dennis, Utah. The number two one for that, their meta description includes basically the footer line that the theme puts in automatically. There's probably no SEO plugin involved. There's no nothing. It's never been optimized, designed by Elegant. That's another exact thing that these things should not be showing up in the Google search results. But let's take a look at Dr. Radmall. We could do a lot with this website. It's got a small URL. Great. It's not secure. There's no SSL, so simply flipping that on is going to increase his Google search results. But watch this. Okay, they're working with a theme. Got it. Looks good. Okay, there's some personal approach. Then, Okay, so dental team, maybe they haven't put the pictures on. That's great. We can help them with that. Why are there silhouettes of people for toothache, sensitive teeth? You know, they've got some good stuff in terms of we would just have to craft it a little bit better, fine tune it, get it, you know, fix it just a little bit. And then, what? Why in the world is a lorem ipsum sitting on their main website? You know what this tells me? They had somebody start on their website who thought they knew what they were doing. It's probably his kid or his nephew or the three-year-old next door who said, "Well, I can make you a website." Yet now we look at this and say, without me telling the client this, I already know things that I can do, that I have the skill level to do, that is going to improve his business. Now, you'll notice I keep hammering home, improve the business. We're not talking about the visual of the site. We're not talking about the design structure. I looked at this and I said, you know what? Hey, we found something that we have a possible target. And there are things that we could remove, optimize, improve. We haven't even tested the speed. We haven't even looked at the SEO. Just straight off the bat, things that we are used to looking at. Let's go grab this one. Our team, Adventure Dental, elegant themes powered by WordPress. Sometimes it may still be fine. Oh, but there's no HTTPS. So we know we can fix that. Go all the way down here and we're like, I can fix this gallery. I know how to do that. Basically, we just need to make sure all the images are uniform. I mean, think about this. These are sites that, and I chose a dentist because most dentists have some money. So therefore, because they have money, you'll be able to approach them and say, here's the things that we can do to fix the concepts. But look at this. There's what is going on with all this white space? I was scrolling that whole time. And I'm going to just show you that there is absolutely nothing there. There's just this really long row of stuff. What in the world is this? He has a... This is just, it's an empty column that has just tons of space. So, and again, we found these things, we found these potential clients by A, looking at Yellow Pages, and B, looking at Powered by WordPress. Okay, bear with me one second. I'm going to adjust one thing here. I'll be right back. Okay, we are back. Just make sure the recording just told me I had muted myself and it didn't know what it should do. Okay, so finding potential clients will now allow us to have the conversation of what are we going to do in terms of pitching clients? And how can we go about doing this? So I'm going to set the stage here. I know, and I've talked with a number of you who have reached out to dozens of companies. Nothing happens. We've tried sending 25, 50, 75 emails. Nothing happens. You may have even tried to do cold calling on the phone. Nothing happens. And what is our impression when this happens? We start to think to ourselves, nobody wants to buy or hire anybody to do a website. How many of you feel like that's where you are right now? Nobody wants a website. I can't get in the door. If you are like that, this is hopefully a webinar that will help with this. And I believe it all starts with trust. Most web designers don't have enough trust. People, business owners have been burned in the past. They have experienced a horrible business relationship with web designers. They have no reason to believe that their website will be able to do anything. So trust, and that's what we're going to talk about here. When there is little or no trust, a business owner doesn't even want to talk to you. When there's little or no trust, they don't see any value or potential you might bring to the table. And so therefore, it's hard to even start selling. So when we talk about pitching clients, these are clients that we've either found through the two methods that I just shared with you, or we've collected them through emails or lists or items that we might need. Can you guys hear the music in the background? Okay, I'll keep going. Or if you want, I can record the rest of this at a later time. No, it's not me singing. Okay. All right, we'll keep going. We're going to focus on trust. So only after you focus on trust do you begin selling. So we're going to do a little exercise, kind of like change our mindset. Because yes, this is about pitching the client, but we're going to take a detour. Because I want you all to pretend that you are the business owner. So we're going to approach this whole pitch system as if we're on the other side. So this might also allow us to, and it's a good thing to do, whenever we are approaching new projects or systems that we want to deal with or build, we need to sometimes come at it from the other side so that we can find the holes, the flaws, the issues, the areas that we fall down in the workflow. So we're going to approach it from the other side. So let's set the stage. If we are the business owner, most business owners know their business really well. And it's interesting, we talked about this yesterday in the chat room. Most business owners don't fully understand the inner workings of the internet. You know, like that one powered by WordPress dentist in Utah, it tells me he doesn't really understand the power of the internet or even the inner workings of the internet because there's lorem ipsum on his main official business website. So they don't fully understand how that works. They don't understand, you know, okay, I do need to buy a domain name, or they may not even know that. They just say, I need to buy a website, or I need a website, or somebody told them they need to be online. They don't fully understand how that works, what is needed, what goes into that, why there's reasons for security, why we have to do SEO, why there's all these other things. And at the same time, they don't know who to trust. So that's an average business owner. You know, they're good at what they do, their business. Same as about anything. A lot of people who specialize in certain areas, they're good at that, but they may not know as much in other areas. So if a business owner doesn't know the internet, they don't know who to trust, they want to do something online for the business, but they're unsure of what move to make. And so basically they are just sitting there for the right person. So let's talk about what a typical pitch would look like. This is what normally happens. They get a phone call or they get an email, and the guy on the other end of the line or email says, "Hey, just letting you know that your website currently stinks. It's horrible. It doesn't look good. It doesn't work." And they focus on the design. And then they turn around and try and sell them on a visual part of the website. "We can make a really great looking website. We can have nice images flashing on, you know, that it just attracts the audience. And, you know, I can do it for you immediately. I can get started on it for a great price." They start doing cheaper's better. They don't focus on actually helping the actual business. And because of that, they're unable to build much trust. So basically, most pitches that I have seen show up in my email box, it's hysterical because I get tons of web design pitches for even just random websites that we use here for training at WP Studio. Like, we'll get a website. I've gotten requests for, "Hey, I saw your WP Drama website and love it. It's great stuff, great content, but it really stinks. And it's so old school, and I can help you make a much better website." I'm thinking, if you don't remember, WP Drama simply just says, "There is no drama, ha, ha, ha." Or, you know, there's only simple text on the website. We use it for testing and for webinars. But I get these pitches, which means, A, I immediately know that the person, they haven't really looked at the website. They're just probably pulling up a whole bunch of domains and trying to find a person, or they've, you know, queried a registrar to get email addresses of people who own domain names. And they're simply trying to focus on the visual of the design, how cheap they can be. And at that point, I have no trust. The other interesting thing is, if we focus on selling from the very first moment of a sales pitch, if we focus on selling, every minute longer in the conversation, you are less likely to make the sale or close the sale. If you start with the sell, every minute longer in the conversation. I believe they even say, basically, if you start with the sell, if you can close that sale within the first 15 seconds, you have 100% chance of closing the sale. But as you go forward, at 4 minutes into the conversation, you have less than a 40% chance. After 7 minutes, you have less than a 10% chance of closing the sale if you open with the sale. Now, that's kind of strange, because you might think, if this is a how to pitch a client, we're going to talk about how to sell them. But I want you to, again, think about, you are the business owner. If somebody comes at you and is simply just focusing on the design, trying to sell the visual, most of us, we don't have time for that. Why? Because the business owner is thinking, is this worth it? Can I trust this person? How will it help the business? So if that's what the owner is thinking, why in the world are we trying to sell from the very first moment of the conversation, whether that conversation is on the phone or in the email or whatever? This is what most business owners are thinking. Is it worth it? Can I trust the person? How will it help? As I said, the longer a traditional sales conversation goes, the less chance of closing. So therefore, we need to build trust quickly and show real value. So let's talk about a web design pitch number two. I'm going to use an example. with what we did earlier with those two ways of looking up businesses that may or may not have websites or things that we can move, I'm going to say you will probably have a better chance of closing some of these, I'm going to call them cold call emails, or cold call contacts, if you do emails. So I'm going to walk you through a example email. This one is this example email not isn't really from me. I believe it's from Michael Hyatt's one of his Leadership Together courses or his podcast. I can't remember which one it was, but I've varied the text so it fits a little bit better. So let's start with the title. So remember, this business owner who maybe doesn't have a website or let one expire, he probably gets contacted over and over periodically about somebody building them a website. So let's send them an email with a subject line that says, "Hey, just finished working with Charles Construction. Might interest you." That's it. Now, where this helps is, let's just using the example Charles Construction, let's say it's a well-known construction company or that's big enough that people within the construction industry would know about Charles Construction. But a lot of times when we use Google to find clients or Yellow Pages, we are looking for regional things. So we would be looking for a potential business that maybe they're 30 or 50 miles away from Charles Construction. So that the business owner might be familiar with Charles Construction, but they're not a direct competitor. So maybe Charles Construction builds houses in one area of the town, but really doesn't build any houses two towns away or, 50 miles down the highway. So the guy, the team that you're, or the business you're going after, yes, they build houses, in a different area, but they might understand they work in the same industry. And again, we will have done some work for Charles Construction, and this is where we use our current clients to try and find new clients. So for an example, let's say some of you have built a website for a lawn care, snow removal company, and you've done that in the past. Use that as the reference point for you to pitch all the other lawn care, snow removal companies that are a little bit further away, not direct competitors, but they might actually know of who that person is, or maybe they've seen signs or something like that. So that's our title. We want to let people know that we finished working with this company, might interest you. And we start the email and say, hello, just a very quick email. We want the client or the potential client to know that I'm not going to waste your time. I just finished helping out Charles Construction with selling some new units on their new Apple Acres project in Beachville, and I thought you might be interested. Immediately, and again, if we're doing like a lawn care thing, I just finished helping Bob's Lawn Care Service with acquiring some new clients and successfully lobbying the government, whatever, for different contracts. And I thought you might be interested. It gives credibility and trust that, hey, this person has already done something in my industry, if I'm the business owner, and I could look it up if I wanted to. And then I give them a summary. Basically, the project was sold out fully in about 40% of the time it usually takes, with over half of the sales coming from new online prospects. That is our hook. That's what we are really going to be doing for this client. We are trying to sell them on us building them a new website so that we can increase their sales funnel on online prospects. So we're talking about improving their business. I didn't talk about how crappy your current website is. I didn't talk about how flashy and awesome I can build your website. I didn't talk about how cheap and quickly I can get it done for you. I talked about, and again, I don't have to know too much about their business to know that, from this other one, I was able to increase new prospects. I believe you're about to launch some new projects of your own soon and wanted to see if a quick call was possible. So I can show you, and this is what we would do, basically after you tell them how you want to meet with them, you then talk about how what you're going to show them. I can show them what we did to generate these new online prospects and how you could easily be doing something similar yourself. Boom. If you want to check out the project, go to that place. This is the other benefit. Anytime you leave a project or finish a project, I would reach out to the person that you've been working at and say, hey, would you mind if I use you as a reference in the future of how the experience was of me building you a website? Also, Mary, who runs the marketing, said she would vouch for me forever. So here's her number. Would love to talk this week. Just let me know what time is good. Notice how I never said, can we talk? What time works for you? Yeah, I kind of did. What time is good? But I've already said, would love to talk this week. They can also ignore this. But the business is basically going to say, all right, I know this company, Charles Construction. We do similar things. And wow, were you able to actually generate new online prospects? That's going to help my business. Okay, I can look everything up, but he wants to talk to me because he can implement these things that will help my business. So when you have enough trust, and that trust being, hey, I've worked with somebody that business owner might know. I didn't have to have that my client give a recommendation. I didn't have to have my client refer me to somebody else. But by simply doing something and sharing the work you've done within that industry, I was able to do that. And I focus on what the business owner wants. Let me jump back over here. I answer the question, will it help the business? Whoops. Will it help the business? That's what the business owner is looking for in the pitch. So when we have enough trust, without trust, business owners quickly pass on a pitch. So this is what I want to challenge many of you to think about. How many of you have looked back over your past clients, maybe made a spreadsheet and or a flow chart? And what you're going to look at is, okay, say, here's my five past clients. What industry are they in? What do they do? Are they in the lawn care service? Is it a dentist? Is it a lawyer? Is it an author? When I figure that out, I can now search for other businesses, other companies that are locally or near location of my client, so that I can approach those with a cold call or a cold email where I'm referencing, whether it's other competitors that I've built sites for, what I did to help improve their business. I did not ever talk about how I built in their website. What did I do? The different things I can add to your website. No, I simply talked about it's your online new prospects that we're able to build. All of that comes into play when you're building the website, collecting the newsletter, getting people into a sales funnel. All of those things are possible. So when we're talking about how to pitch a client, pitching clients, it's all about finding the trust. We can find the trust by using our current and past clients and writing that pitch email to the people we have researched. And the people we are looking for are the ones that don't have websites or have really inaccurate or unfinished websites or really old websites. And And so by using the two tools to find clients and then using this type of a pitch, you actually start to see better improvement on return on cold call. Doesn't mean you'll actually close the deal, but I guarantee if you use this type of method, you will have people responding to your email. It could be simply, oh, we're not looking for a website right now, but at least they responded. It could also be, hey, you know, I'm not interested right now. You can call me in 6 months. Boom, put that down, call them in 6 months. Yes, they may be trying to push you off. But if you present a different pitch than a typical pitch of your site looks horrible, I can build it faster and quicker. Send me $200. I live in Moldavia. Or I have no idea. I'm going to include the slides so that you can actually go through that pitch bit by bit and kind of dissect it and make it your own. It'll be included in the replay. So I hope you have a great rest of a Thursday, and I will get this uploaded here very quickly. Take care and have fun searching for potential new clients.